92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
How many $20 bills have you got in your wallet right now? I mean, for those of you who still carry cash, you probably think the $20 bill is the most used in our country, but you would be wrong. Last week, I read that the $100 bill is the most common paper currency in America, and the number of them in circulation has doubled between 2012 and 2022. When I was reading about this, I learned that the modern $100 bill lasts a decade longer in circulation than ones, fives, tens, and twenties, although I'm not clear on why. And today, there's about 60 $100 bills in circulation for every person in the country. Of course, they're also the biggest problem when it comes to paper money. Every time you give one to a cashier, they write on it with a yellow marker or hold it up to light looking for embedded markings to verify it's real. It just slows down the transaction. I've even been some places where multiple people had to approve taking a $100 bill because they got screwed too often. And I've seen many smaller businesses won't even take 50s or 100s to protect themselves, which is why some economists have been advocating that the Federal Mint cut back on making $100 bills. The thing is, and maybe you've seen this shift, some banks have been stocking their ATMs with more 100s and 50s and changing the minimum you can withdraw to $50, no more 20s, because they can stock the ATM with more cash using larger bills and not have to replenish it as often, which, to be fair, is true and kind of a brilliant idea.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.